My name is Chris Johnson, and this is my podcast. I have a long history of burning my friendships to the ground. I just fucking did that my entire life. I probably needed therapy a hell of a lot sooner than I decided to get therapy. I didn't start going to therapy until I hit fucking rock bottom. You're like, holy shit, I'm gonna fucking kill myself. I better talk to a therapist. But before that, you know, you kind of fucked up, but you just don't do it. You just don't do anything about it. So you just do, in my case, a series of dumb fucking things, one after another, after another, after another, until you basically alienate yourself. After a while, I'd realize it. I'd go on these, like, apology tours, the Chris Johnson apology tours, like, where I'd realize, like, you treated him like shit. You gotta fucking say you're sorry. I would, like, talk to myself in my head like a scolding mother, like, apologize to him. You say you're sorry. You were mean. You were mean to her. Say you're sorry. I would scold myself into doing it. I'd apologize to people. Oftentimes online, electronically, because by the fucking time I realized I was a fucking dick, these people are long fucking gone. So I gotta reach out online, you know, like a crazy person. What are you gonna do? Hey, buddy. I know we were best friends for a long time, and I started treating you like shit, but I'm sorry. So I do that over and over and over. As a matter of fact, I just did it again recently. Found some girl that I was kind of a prick to in college. It always makes me feel bad. God damn it. But this girl was cool. She worked with me at the dining hall, and she lived in my building when I was an RA. And I guess thinking back now, one of the most remarkable things, at least to me in hindsight, was that my bosses thought I was fucking her. But I wasn't fucking her. She was just like in my room from time to time. Just because somebody's in your room in college, does that mean you're fucking? Does it really? It's fucking 6 o'clock at night. Who's in the business of fucking in the afternoon when the fucking boss is walking around about to knock on your fucking door? Is anybody in that business? Jesus Christ. And why the fuck is my boss always knocking on my goddamn door? Well, I think I know the answer to that. I'm a fucking bum, and I hated being an IRA, and I didn't do shit. So I had to be watched. I had to be monitored. But the problem with being monitored was that if I'm hanging out with my buddy who lives down the hall, who is a fucking female, then people think that I'm fucking her. And the situation would always be something like this. I'd be fucking on my ass, like playing Grand Theft Auto, and the fucking pyromaniac would be in there. And then there'd be like a knock on the door. And then like, I wouldn't pause the game. Because I don't give a fuck who's out there. I'm an RA. It could be fucking anything. I'm not going to fucking deal with that. I'm just going to pretend I'm not fucking here. And Pyro'd be like, don't you think we should get that? Like, fuck. Yeah, answer the door. Then it would be my bosses. And they'd be like, who are you? Oh, and then it would create an awkward situation. And then she made it worse because she'd fucking leave right away. She'd fucking leave right away. She'd fucking bounce. She wouldn't fucking hang around when the bosses were around. So you know what? Looking back, that kind of looks suspicious. Dude, if I'm playing video games and you just answer the door, you just fucking stay. Don't fucking bounce like we're fucking. Come on, goddammit. What are you doing? I don't need this reputation. I think that's a scummy reputation. It's one thing to be looked at as like a ladies man. Like, ooh, guy's a ladies man. He's a charmer. But it's another to be looked at as somebody who's like cheating on your fucking girlfriend and just banging everything that fucking moves all the time. Like, just anybody that walks into the room. You gotta have some level of discernment with who you're fucking, don't you? That would happen a lot. The fucking boss would come. And you know what else would fucking happen? Like the assistant hall director, Peaches? Peaches thought I was fucking all the time, too. Like, what the fuck is this? People looked at me in college, I think, and thought, like, that guy does a lot of fucking. There was some fucking skank that was next door to me that was, like, kind of a slob. And she's fucking banging dudes all the time, you know? But, like, her room was right above, like, the hall director's room or the assistant hall director's room. So Peaches thought I was fucking all the time. All the time. And she'd say something to me about it. Like, I heard you last night. They heard me last night. And I'd be like, I'm thinking to myself, was I listening to music too loud? Like, what the fuck was going on? She's like, no, the bed. It was rocking. Like, wait, my bed? It was like, oh, no. You... And then, like, we'd have this conversation, like, at the fucking front desk. Everybody's fucking glancing at me. Like, no, you don't understand. No, it wasn't the fucking girl down the hall. Please. Oh, fuck. God damn it. I'm not a scumbag, for real. And then you know what I started doing? Fine, fuck it. You're gonna accuse me of fucking all the time? I'm gonna just start, like, shaking the bed. And I would do that. I'd, like, fucking just rock on my bed. Somebody walked by, they're like, dude, the hell is this guy doing? He's fucking his mattress, for Christ's sake. I just realized I started this about burning friendships to the ground, and somehow I ended up at pretending to fuck imaginary people in my room to make noise for the assistant hall director Peaches to hear. You know, sometimes I don't know how the fuck my mind works. Once again, it's why I'm single. But I guess back to burning down friendships? If I burn down a friendship with you, I apologize. But maybe not, because there are some fucking assholes that, like, I burn the friendship down, and they should. Like Magilla, fuck you. I burn that friendship down intentionally because you're a piece of shit. And fucking Smooth Hands, fuck you, because I burn that down intentionally too because you're a piece of shit. Smooth Hands would shave his hands. Your hair goes down your arms and kind of like goes on the back of your hands. He would shave the back of his hands. What a fucking pussy. The guy would shave the back of his hands. Like, what the fuck? Why don't you just wear a glove and put lotion in it? Like that dude from Of Mice and Men. Now that I'm working this out in my head, most of the time, burning down the friendships was my fault. Sometimes the people deserved it. You can catch me Sundays and Wednesdays for the new episodes. Follow me on Twitter and Johnson Hates You. You can also follow the podcast on Podbean for every episode and on Apple Pods or iTunes or I don't give a shit. You know, find them. Find how they're branding that shit now. Google Play as well. Talk to you soon, baby.